unfortunately an unsignaled crosswalk. Many of us have had near misses with drivers, and we had one resident who was hit by a car and had her leg broken in that crosswalk. We've heard tonight that Burnside is the most dangerous street for pedestrians in the city, and we did our own little informal survey of pedestrian crossings and found more than one crossing per minute over a 10-hour period. So we feel like a stoplight will really improve pedestrian safety, both for our people and the general public. We think the couplet is a great long-term solution, but we appreciate the attention we've gotten in meetings with Commissioner Adams' office and PDOT to try to get this intersection safer now. So we urge you to support the couplet and take immediate action by putting a stoplight at 8th and Burnside. Thank you.
My name is Renard Del Cambry. I'm an employee of Central City Concern, and I'm also a resident in one of the Central City Concern buildings at the Marco Hatfield building. Being a resident in that building, my room overlooks Burnside, and numerous times during the day when I'm there, I'll hear screeching cars come to a halt to keep from hitting someone who's trying to cross the street. I see so many times pedestrians coming close to being hit, and they're in the crosswalk. Myself personally, there's been times. At night I'll give you an example of trying to cross the street, and sometimes it seems safer to cross in the middle of the block, so that way I can have a perspective of both sides of the street, so I don't get hit. A lot of times cars won't stop for you if you're in the intersection or at the crosswalk, and so you do basically take your own chances at times when you're crossing. So that intersection at 8th and Burnside is a hazard, and a light would help. So many times people coming down 15th toward 8th Avenue, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll speed up to try to catch the lights, and then by the time they get ready to get to 8th Avenue, it's like they don't want to stop because they don't want to have to wait for the next light. And so it'd be nice if a light was there. That way people would slow down. So I thank you for your time. And one other comment is that I support the project that we've been talking about. And I know that you guys have a lot of innovative thoughts and ideas that what problems that there are for the school and the church. I feel that you guys will be able to solve them so everyone's happy. Thank you.
Next to you are Adele Nofield, Ray Mathis, and Lee Johnson.
All the next
How about Jim North? They'll be followed by William Tripp, Richard Potestio, and Michael McCullough.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
My name is Adele Nofield. I'm here today representing the Pearl District Business Association, which has a membership of at least 265 members, and after your evening, it could be more. We support the Burnside Cooch Plan for the following reasons. Burnside currently acts as both a physical and psychological barrier between core downtown and both Old Town Chinatown and the Pearl District. The physical barrier is the current character of Burnside, which prohibits reasonable vehicle access into the two districts and provides unfriendly, unsafe pedestrian crossings. I haven't told you anything you don't already know. The Pearl District also supports the project as instrumental to the future development at the northernmost end of the Pearl District, since access to the district and movement within will dictate the level of retail interest and success in the area. Currently, the flow of traffic in and out of the district is restrained. I think we haven't talked about what happens on Burnside affects the whole neighborhood all the way down to Lovejoy and beyond. It affects vehicles. It affects the streetcar line and its timely basis or not timely basis. So what happens on Burnside, what you decide to do, ripples all the way through the district, which continues to grow going north all the way down to the bridge. So we want you to be aware of that also. Pedestrians and business in the district also suffer from the gridlock currently that happens on Cooch. It's unsafe when the FedEx or any large delivery truck comes along and there's no place to park, so they double park. Pedestrians, bicyclists, vehicles go into the other lane, which is unsafe. Whether or not this project expands to the 16th or whether or not east-west extension of the streetcar is ultimately made a part of this project, the Business Association feels strongly at this time for evaluating, investigating. This project has come and gone over the last 5 years. We ask that you resolve this and make the best solution. Thank you.
My name is Ray Mathis. For the record, I've lived in the Pearl District for 11 years and officed in Old Town for 8 years. Thank you for the opportunity to appear before you today. The Burnside-Cooch couplet is a Trojan horse. It is a product of financial interest and political ambition dressed up as concern for the safety of the indigent population of Old Town and more efficient public transportation. Instead, this gift horse contains unfunded liabilities, grossly underestimated public costs, new taxes, the degrading of one of the most viable neighborhoods in Portland, and the creation of a traffic nightmare for the public and commercial interests that depend on Burnside as a gateway to the city. The couplet is an old design that took on new life when Commissioner Adams was elected and became its advocate. The political campaign, and it is a political campaign, to support the couplet included a cherry-picked committee of stakeholders who, at the end of the day, rubber-stamped this outdated proposal. Did this committee include any of the homeowners on Cooch? How about the small businesses in the brewery blocks? How about representatives of the two schools? No, no, no. The couplet is flawed in many ways. For example, you've already heard about the turn situation. If you want to go from the east side to west 23rd, you make four turns to accommodate the couplet on the east side and four turns on the west side. And this is done in the name of traffic efficiency. Since this proposal can't stand on its own merits, the political proponents decided to frame their proposal as a way of helping the homeless of Old Town safely cross Burnside. How cynical. In closing, I refer you to the only three studies of the objective studies of the couplet proposal, the Planning Bureau report of 2005, the Kittleson report of 2006, and the Planning Commission report of 2007. All say the couplet is a bad idea. You can add streetcars or any trinkets to this sow, but you still end up with an ugly pig. I urge you to vote this down today so that you and the rest of us can direct our time and energy in more productive ways, and hopefully the Commissioner of Transportation can find time to focus on repairing the long-neglected streets and bridges in our city. Thank you.
Ray, how do you really feel?
My name is Jim North, and I speak as a concerned taxpayer in opposition. At this point, there have been so many numbers tossed about with regards to the projected cost of the total Burnside-Cooch project that they've almost lost their significance. Having said that, here are some historical facts. The Burnside-Cooch investment and return analysis that was prepared by Commissioner Adams' Transportation Office in 2005 projected a total project investment and cost of $84 million. This was months prior to the $39 million streetcar ever being introduced to the project. So the required public and private investment, in my estimation today, is over $123 million. Second, the time between the original cost projections and the present has seen unprecedented worldwide inflation in commodity costs that have had a tremendous impact on the actual costs of steel, cement, asphalt, fuel, etc. The original cost projections have not been modified to reflect any of these increases. Moreover, the street improvement cost projections have been reduced tonight to the $41 million figure we heard earlier from staff. That's a $4 million decrease from the 2005 report. That defies logic. We've been advised that these are all soft numbers, and hard numbers will be provided after the completion of only 35% of the engineering study. That makes no sense. What are we to expect? Here are two more historical facts to consider. The original aerial tram costs were projected to be $15 million. The actual costs were $57 million, almost four times estimate. There's confusion about funding. Two additional facts. There's no certainty to date of any federal transportation, urban renewal, PDC, SDC, or TIF dollars to pay for this project. And if this is the case, then the burden, by definition, will fall exclusively on Portland taxpayers. Citizens of Portland are owed an objective, transparent, and defensible project analysis without being clouded in the current politics. This requires straight talk, and the time for that talk is now. Thank you.
Our next three are William Tripp, Richard Potestio, and Michael McCullough. They'll be followed by Lee Johnson, Judy North, and Jackie Gordon.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
My name is Bill Tripp. I'm an architect and urban design consultant, and my office is on 11th, just 2 blocks north of Burnside. Burnside is a part of Portland's DNA. It's a part of our history, and any urban design has to respect that DNA or it won't succeed. Burnside is unique. It's a landmark street, a signature street, and a wayfinding street. The roles that it plays are crucial to the overall plan of the city. Burnside, Burnside is not a part of the grid. It's a seam between two grids. And as this plan's coming up, you can see Burnside is the seam. It connects these two grids, and it connects the east and the west. It's a huge mistake to try and force Burnside into the grid. It just won't go. Burnside creates these unique public spaces, among them Ringler Square and Powell Square. These public spaces are just coming into their own. Their people are drawn to them. They're alive. They're dynamic. And they work because so many streets converge. Burnside is the most important wayfinding street in Portland. But to find your way in a city, you need to create a mental map. For that, you use major landmark streets. And for these, you have to go back and forth. You have to retrace your steps. Also, two-way streets are essential for comprehending a city, but they're also good for business. As this diagram shows, on a one-way street, you only see one side of a building. With a two-way street, you see both sides. You double the amount of building frontage that you can see. As a retailer, it's pretty obvious which you'd choose. Good urban design should be simple, and it should be beautiful. The couplet is awkward and disorienting. You're going to arrive at the west end of the Burnside Bridge and have to make a detour immediately. Portland's at a turning point. From a downtown confined to the West Bank to a downtown that spans both sides of the river, Portland will more than double in size this century. Burnside is the key to connecting the city across the river. It can't do that if it's broken and fragmented. It must be strong, coherent, and beautiful streets.
Richard Potestio, I'm an architect. I live and work and have for many, many, many years along Burnside. Great cities have iconic streets. Think of Columbus Street in San Francisco and Massachusetts Avenue in Boston. Iconic streets are always unique, city-spanning, two-way streets. Burnside defines Portland historically and figuratively. Burnside can be a uniquely iconic street serving all our citizens. Imagine celebrating Burnside by enhancing what makes it unique rather than blending it into the relentless one-way grid. Consider the potential of the intersections of Vista and 23rd on the west and Sandy Boulevard on the east. These monumental spaces would anchor a revitalized street of varied and exciting experiences. In this vision, Burnside becomes the main street for a new central neighborhood that spans the river connecting the east and west sides and the north and south. Along this street are dynamic urban spaces such as Ringler Square and Powell Square. Odd intersections have been transformed into nodes of activity. New buildings integrated with historic ones form a beautiful street enclosure. Broadway in Burnside is marked with public art. Arcades, like those of our sister city, Bologna, shelter sidewalks and create a European ambience unlike any other American city. I believe this vision of an exciting urban neighborhood is one that will attract the creative individuals and locally owned businesses who we hope will drive the city's economy in the future. The fact is, this future vision is in today's reality. It is emerging now along Burnside and the streets that flank and intersect it. Streets like Cooch, but also Oak, Stark, and Ankeny are drawing energy from their proximity to Burnside. They are streets defined not by cars, but by synergistic economic and pedestrian activity. From the dress shops of young designers to the flagship stores of sportswear brands, this is a fashion center. From the Ringside and Elephants to Le Pigeon, this neighborhood defines Portland's culinary tradition and reputation for innovation. Art galleries, bookstores, and numerous schools make this a neighborhood of art, of culture and education. The Doug Fir and Crystal Ballroom, with new theaters and PGE Park, are major entertainment venues. Housing alternatives serve young and old, rich and poor. This is a unique place, form, and character of Burnside that attracts and supports the creative and vitally diverse community and neighborhood. Since the enhanced Burnside achieves all of the improvements, I ask you to consider, what impact will the couplet have on this emerging neighborhood? Will our creative class and youthful population embrace a banal couplet streetscape that has more in common with a suburban lifestyle mall than a truly urbane city? I believe the answer is no.
Thank you. I'm Mike McCulloch. I'm an architect, and I do sit on the design commission, but I'm not testifying as a design commissioner here. The thing I want to observe about what you've heard today is that everyone has said how important Burnside is. I mean, no one in this room is neglecting the importance of Burnside. And so the solution for Burnside, if it's driven by an incorrect process, I think will not result in consensus and an understanding for and a buy-in from not only the citizens of the community, but the business interests and others. Brad Molson talked eloquently, I think, about the importance of what Portland does. It works things out. It believes in itself, and it's creating new solutions. And Burnside, I think we all agree, needs a new solution. I think we just need a process that fits it into its context. If you zoom out to 30,000 feet and look at the diagrams that you just looked at, Burnside is a major, major figure. It is the spine of the city. It's some would argue it's the heart of the city. This city is changing with all the changes that have occurred north of Burnside. It's a completely different animal than it was 5 years ago, dramatically different than it was 10 years ago. So what I would urge you to do is, because the Central City Plan is being undertaken for rethink now, and inclusion of the Central City Plan into a major overall metro look, I would really encourage you to allow that process to go on. So I'm asking you to consider tabling this proposal that you're seeing here today. It may be the one that's accepted in the future, but it needs to be seen in a much larger context. It's I sympathize with the people on either side of it, but I think we also need to look at this from a larger metro perspective, because this thing is it is literally the vertebrae of our city. Thank you.
Next are Lee Johnson, Charlie Kaplan, and Judy North. They'll be followed by Jackie Gordon, Daniel Romare, and Barnes Ellis.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Lee Johnson. I am the president of Jet Delivery and a member of the Oregon Trucking Association, and I'm here today representing my company and the Oregon Trucking Association. Burnside is not a local street. Burnside is a regional street, and it connects businesses in Hillsboro all the way to the airport. I know. Every day my company picks up valuable products in Washington County, and we scramble to get them to the airport in time for their flights to points all over the globe. My customers include airlines, Intel, Tech, ESI, Lattice, ADEC, DHL, Global Forwarding, HP, Hynix, UPS, Supply Chain, to name a few. And my job is to get them to market so that we can compete with the rest of the world. We prefer to use Highway 26, but when it's at a standstill, Burnside is our one major backup. We and other businesses just like us rely on Burnside as an important east-west connection. Furthermore, this is an emergency route. The plan before you for Burnside will increase congestion. It hinders through freight movement and emergency access. It will also make it more difficult to make local deliveries with a few freight loading, with only a few freight loading zones. The turning radius is too tight. Drivers attempting to park will slow down the traffic. The streetcar will make frequent stops. This plan also will make it difficult for buses. At a time when we need more funding for transportation projects, it's imperative that Portland preserves the roadway lane capacity that it has and spends its transportation resources wisely. There are streets in Portland that are supposed to move traffic, and Burnside is one of them. This is not a neighborhood street. It is a regional transportation resource. Folks well beyond this neighborhood will be affected by and be watching your decision today. While we understand the neighbors' need for safety improvements, we suggest improvements to Burnside also, including better lighting that could go along to addressing this problem. The Oregon Trucking Association urges you to vote no. Thank you for your time.
Hello, my name is Charlie Kaplan, and I live on in Cooch Street in the Brewery Blocks, which is one of the most pedestrian-friendly communities in the country. The Brewery Blocks currently attract thousands of very diverse pedestrians every day. To add 15,000 more cars every day to Cooch will have a very strong negative effect on an area that is now currently very successful.
My name is Judy North. Time and again, I've heard Commissioner Adams declare Burnside unsafe, stating that injury and death would not continue on his watch. Granted, accidents have occurred on Lower Burnside, but those accidents are nothing that a few well-placed crosswalks and stoplights couldn't fix. I'm always forced to scratch my head when I hear this safety argument. If Burnside is such a threat to life and limb, why hasn't the commissioner put all of his energy into getting something done sooner than later? The commissioner wants to eliminate traffic congestion and pedestrian vehicle conflicts in the Brewery Blocks. Please tell me how putting five times the amount of traffic on Cooch, including freight, emergency vehicles, buses, and a streetcar moving slower than most pedestrian traffic, solves the problem. I keep hearing that this process has been inclusive, that the Stakeholder Advisory Committee represents the affected neighborhoods, businesses, and property owners. Gentlemen, nothing could be further from the truth. The Stakeholder Advisory Committee does not represent me, Pearl District Neighborhood Association does not represent me, and somehow I doubt they represent the vast interests of the most important stakeholders, the hundreds of thousands of Portlanders who use Burnside daily. Time and again, I've heard Commissioner Adams boast about the additional analysis his team conducted to ensure they were getting it right. Yet how is it, after all these years, we've wound up with exactly the same plan that was pitched at the inception of this process? Portland is now a different city. Most certainly the Pearl District, particularly the Brewery Blocks, are different neighborhoods. Doesn't it follow that a different plan is called for? The Burnside-Cooch couplet is a dated plan. It's unwise and unnecessary. I urge you to vote to defeat this plan and to instead support a thorough investigation of an enhanced Burnside alternative, one that is championed by urban planners and that considers Burnside's relationship to the entire city. Thank you very much for your time.
Our next three are Jackie Gordon, Danelle Romaine, and Barnes Ellis. Oh, thank you. Next we'll take Sue Horn Caskey. They'll be followed by Rick Caskey, Scott Bicker, and Flynn Milligan.
Thanks for being here, folks. State your name when you speak. You have 2 minutes each.
Thank you. My name is Jackie Gordon, and I want to thank you for listening to all of our concerns today. I reside on Cooch Street in an area that's a shining example of urban planning gone right. I live in the Brewery Blocks. I'm here today to ask you to vote no on the Burnside-Cooch streetcar couplet. I think all of us agree that Burnside needs to be fixed, but not at the expense of ruining Cooch Street. Couplets are an outdated transportation scheme Many cities throughout the United States that built couplets during the 50s, 60s, and 70s are seeing the negative impact they've created. Instead of one busy street, couplets create two busy streets. These same cities, cities like San Jose, Sacramento, and Seattle, are decoupling streets to improve livability and make streets more compatible with pedestrian and bicycle traffic. Commissioner Adams would like you to believe that the couplet is the only way to improve Burnside, but the enhanced Burnside alternative solves many of the problems that currently exist on Burnside without negatively impacting the award-winning Brewery Blocks, Emerson School, which, by the way, is the only school in the Pearl, St. Mary's Church, Cathedral School, and the many residents who have relocated to the neighborhood. To look at Sam's PowerPoint, it appears that Burnside will become one of the happiest places on earth. But he doesn't say much about the effects of Cooch Street. Cooch Street was not designed to be a major traffic arterial road, yet it will have to accommodate 18,000 to 19,000 cars per day, plus emergency vehicles, plus freight trucks, plus a streetcar. All this plus parallel parking. It sounds like a traffic nightmare waiting to happen. The couplet project has been driven by the Department of Transportation, but in fact it has morphed into a much larger project that has citywide implications. It should be part of the Central City Plan. It is spot planning now. We need this to be part of the larger Central City Plan. The Planning Commission and the Planning Bureau have looked at this with an urban planning and citywide view, and they are against the couplet. Please heed their expertise and vote no on the couplet resolution. Thank you.
Hi, Mayor Potter, City Commissioners. My name is Danelle Romaine, and I'm a lobbyist, but I'm here today as an individual. I live in the Brewery Blocks, and I'm a first-time homeowner in the Brewery Blocks. I live in a certified green building. I'm opposed to the couplet and for the enhanced Burnside option, but I'm actually here reading the testimony of Bruce Sternberg, who's an architect. Bruce was the chairman of the East Portland Community Plan Advisory Committee, member of the Bureau of Planning Professional Advisory Committee on Community Design Standards, and chairman of the Planning Committee for the East Moreland Neighborhood Association, chairman of the AIA, the Architects Association Committee on Portland Design Quality. He's a Portland architect and an urban planner. In his words, I'm opposed to the Burnside couplet proposal for the following reasons. In my experience, couplets have proven to be repeated failures in other cities. In every city I have traveled through in Oregon with a coupleted downtown, Sandy and Newburgh come immediately to mind. One or both of the streets clearly suffer from underdevelopment. When you add in developments of cross streets between the couplets, it's never clear to shoppers where the focus is. On a street such as Burnside with somewhat marginal retail interest, why would you dissipate its already limited shopping energy? On the contrary, you need to develop reasons to intensify activity on Burnside with both vehicular and pedestrian traffic. You cannot determine the street's image, purpose, and vision unless you see it comprehensively with other streets in the city. What is its unique image which serves the city's overall development? This question has not been addressed and certainly will not be addressed by this couplet proposal. Its role as a traffic mover is completely negated by the inevitable bottlenecks created where the couplet begins and ends. Furthermore, it will confuse the traffic patterns and render the areas it serves more inaccessible to shoppers. It will also destroy what is becoming a very successful pedestrian-friendly east-west-oriented shopping area along Cooch Street. Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Sue Horn-Kasky, and in the interest of time, I would like to make just one of the points of my prepared comments. I have been a budget analyst for state government in my professional life, and our city of Portland, like almost every budget-making organization, underestimates the costs of projects and proposals. We have heard already that the dollar numbers are hazy and perhaps fungible. I would ask that you, as members of the City Council, responsibly ask yourselves how you can consider this project with only 35% of its preliminary engineering completed. Is traffic running planning? Thank you.
Next three are Rick Caskey, Scott Bicker, and Flynn Milligan.
Flynn already testified.
Oh, thank you. Ann Gardner, then.
Thank you.
How many more folks do we have?
I would say about 40 more.
How many?
40.
That's what I thought you said.
I did, Ann. Thank you. They'll be followed. I'm sorry. Next will be Alan Beard, Ken Puckett, and Phil Kelber.
Please state your name when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
Rick Caskey. I live in the Pearl District, a couple blocks from Cooch Street. And in deference to the late hour, I'll just make a couple quick points. One is, since it was conceived, the Cooch couplet, since the Cooch couplet was conceived, Cooch has changed very much, and it has become, in its own right, a wonderful pedestrian-friendly shopping street. Please don't destroy what it has become. Point two, Burnside has safety and traffic issues, as we've heard quite a bit, but it sounds like those issues can be dealt with much less money and in much quicker time frame than the Cooch couplet that's proposed tonight. And thirdly, sitting here listening this evening, most of the evening, it appears that there is a disconnect here. What was originally begun as a transportation idea has become way bigger than that, and it has become basically a city planning issue. And I would say that it's time to back off a little bit, consider this in the context of city planning. But specifically, my request is to please vote against the proposed couplet and look for solutions that fix the Burnside problems more quickly and for less money. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I'm Scott Bricker. I am a lobbyist. I represent the Bicycle Transportation Alliance and the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition. I'm here representing the Bicycle Transportation Alliance tonight. And the Bicycle Transportation Alliance has been involved in this project since the inception, not me personally, but my previous boss, Catherine Charlo, and we have been working with the commissioner's office and the committee, and we support this project. Burnside, well, let me just get a little bit of background briefly here. The BTA developed a blueprint for better bicycling and found that bicycling in downtown was a primary barrier of people of the city. However, bicycling into downtown has increased 250% over the past 14 years, while automobile traffic has stayed flat. The number of bicyclists in 1992 was 2,800. Coming into downtown in 2005, it was over 10,000. However, bicyclists over the Burnside Bridge have stayed flat, if not decreased. This is a poor corridor at best for bicyclists. However, bicyclists are a continuing and increasing group of people who are commuting into the downtown, visiting the downtown, shopping in the downtown, living in the downtown. Burnside remains the most dangerous street in downtown for pedestrians. The BTA supports this project and includes specific points that I will list. The eastbound bicycle track on West Burnside, a northbound bicycle lane on Northwest 2nd, and a world-class bicycle boulevard on Northwest Flanders Streets, which was a compromise that we came up with instead of putting bicycle lanes on Cooch, and we're very excited about that as part of this program. And bicycle and pedestrian amenities and improvements along the corridors that include bicycle parking oases and high visibility intersection crossings. We think this project is designed, has done a lot to improve bicycle and pedestrian access, and so we support this project. Thank you.
My name is Ann Gardner. Thank you very much for the opportunity to testify. I'm here on behalf of the Portland Freight Committee. The Portland Freight Committee has been monitoring the conversations about the Burnside couplet for quite some time. And in January, Commissioner Adams came and talked to us about it and advised us that the conversation now included the streetcar. But we had not deliberated about our feelings about the couplet since a conversation with the commissioner in January. So when I heard about the hearing today, I sent an email out to the Freight Committee and got responses back from a good number of our members. Their comments are included in the written paper that I provided to you, but they're from Bob Short, Glacier Northwest, Pia Welch from the Portland Air Cargo Association, Tracy Whalen, ESCO, Rob Mathers from Kinder Morgan, Steve Bates from Redmond Heavy Hauling, Charlie Tyndall, Blue Line Transportation, Pete George, a consultant, and Corgi Collier from the Columbia Corridor Association. and all expressed some current concern unknowns about what it means to add the streetcar to the conversation about the couplet. They're concerned about turning radiuses, they're concerned about slowing down traffic, they're concerned about local freight deliveries and so forth. On my own concern is that my own observation is that we've been trying to solve a really localized problem, that of safety and urban design, but the solution being offered is really a major change to a regional transportation system, and in my own view is out of context and is actually not consistent with some of the conversations we're now having with the regional transportation plan update that's underway at Metro. Let me quickly also mention that Judy Johnson Berry, who was here earlier and had to leave, she's a member of the Northwest Industrial Neighborhood Board, and she represents, she's the chair of their Emergency Disaster Response Committee. And she wants to make note that Burnside is an emergency evacuation route, and she's concerned about how it will function as a couplet, and I'll provide her comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, folks.
Next are Alan Beard, Ken Puckett, and Jack Kane. And they'll be followed by Phil Calbert, Margaret, and Lee Twellington.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Hey, I'm Jack Kane. I'm president of the Portland Beavers and interim president, by the way. You know, we draw approximately 750,000 people at PG Park with 130 events a year. And whatever could be done to expedite traffic and bring fans and people to PG Park in a safe and efficient manner, we're for. And if it means this project, we're for it then.
Ken Puckett, Vice President of Operations at PG Park. I won't take up everybody's time. I agree with everything Jack said 100%. As you know, parking at PG Park isn't a problem because there isn't any. So anything we can do to make it more pedestrian-friendly, the streetcar, widen the sidewalks, do things to make it more of a family go-to thing instead of people running for their life across the Burnside and things like that would be much appreciated.
Mayor Potter and members of the City Council, my name is Alan Beard, and I live at 2210 Southwest Main, in the Kings Hill area of Goose Hollow. I have appeared before you before on other occasions in my role as an architect. Today I'm here to talk as an architect, as a resident, and someone who works daily at 12th and Burnside and 12th and Cooch. The Burnside corridor for decades has been stagnant in its growth, a poor and dangerous pedestrian environment, a disincentive for economic revitalization, and a barrier between neighborhoods. I could go on and on, but you've heard a lot today about that. Burnside, as is, doesn't work. And as modified in its unique role of handling traffic, I'm not sure will work either without a bold solution for change. And we can intellectualize all we want about these jug handles, which I think would move forward regardless of the couplet or not. I mean, they can move forward with the couplet as well. Portland is known for its willingness to take bold action when necessary, oftentimes in the face of significant and legitimate opposition. To name a few of our bold successes, we have the Banfield Light Rail, East Bank Waterfront, Streetcar, the Tram, Harbor Drive, the Transit Mall. We're used to making bold decisions. And on balance, it's my opinion that this project will be for the greater good. I'm supportive of the couplet with the streetcar to 23rd. I think the church school has some legitimate concerns that ought to be addressed in the study or if it goes to the Planning Commission. It's a bold plan that really deserves your support.
Thank Thanks, folks.
Our next three are Phil Kelbearer, Margaret and Lee Twillington, I believe is the last name. They're gone. Thank you. Then let's go with Art Llewellyn and Jerry Powell.
Evening.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's waiting around. Mayor Potter, commissioners, I'm Phil Kelbearer, longtime resident of downtown Portland, and also our family has owned property and businesses in Old Town Chinatown for over 60 years. I appreciate what Department of Transportation has done to put together this plan, not only in breaking down the barriers of Burnside and addressing the issues that we in Old Town Chinatown have seen for years, but also adding the element of the streetcar, which makes Burnside and Cooch now not only a humane street, which it isn't today, but also a very vibrant street that will really encourage a lot of development. I was involved as chair of the Vision Committee in Old Town Chinatown, put together the division plan, which was adopted by council in 97, and the economic development plan adopted in 99, and also the update in 2003. I guess I get a little bit disturbed when I hear now that the issues of safety of pedestrians is a new issue being used to put forward this plan. We talked about those issues in 1997. In fact, we've still been waiting for something to happen on those issues, because Burnside is no more safe today than it was 10 years ago. But there's other issues: connectivity to the rest of the city, development, the environment of pedestrians and bicyclists, and even car circulation and accessibility. As a group, we tried for years to bring down to the area retail, banks, and the like. It was always, no, we can't go north of that barrier, Burnside. When I tried to get funding for our Fifth Avenue Court complex that we built a few years ago, in the original appraisal, it really said, well, we're redlining this area north of Burnside. Burnside is a barrier, both physically for safety and also the perception when you're trying to do development. So I urge you and I encourage you to go on with the Burnside-Cooch couplet. Thank you.
I'm Art Llewellyn, excuse me, I was a little hoarse. I live in the Pearl District, and I've been supportive of the couplet project since its start. I've always been a little more excited about seeing it on the east side of the river than downtown, and in figuring that Cooch on the west side would be a more difficult arrangement to set it up. I don't want to second guess the engineers. I don't want to assume that traffic will not be improved by the couplet itself. We figure that it'll be better for pedestrians, but we should also look that it may be better in many ways for car traffic as well. We can't neglect that there will be some benefits for car traffic, being able to turn left from the corridor, from Burnside or Cooch, to access north and south sides of towns is a good thing. So in the engineering sense, I just want to add three suggestions. One is, don't go as far as 19th into that neighborhood. I always thought the most natural turning point was 16th, not 15th, but 16th, and I'd like to know how it could work, or if not, why it can work. 16th was the breaking point. I always thought was the most logical. Second, I think we could get the feel of what Cooch would be like one way if we initially set it up as a one-way street and watched how it worked and see how it felt for Cooch without, you know, going all the way through with a couple of ideas, set it up as a one-way street, watched how it worked. Of course, it wouldn't have the volume, the number of traffic, but we could see how it would feel. And I think it would be, I like the being able to get across the one-way streets. I think it's safer. And I think it works for cars as well. Third, And this one's kind of difficult. It changes the whole idea of how to do the project. It's an alternative that I think might be possible. But I think Burnside could have a maintain its westbound transit in a transit-only lane rather than moving transit over onto Cooch. My time has expired. Can I just wrap that up?
Just wrap it up fast, quickly.
That was a difficulty with me, was engineering that much traffic onto Cooch, and transit, putting transit on Cooch seemed like it would slow the traffic down too much. So I thought, well, maybe maintaining a transit only westbound lane on Burnside so that you could have a special access lane and emergency vehicle lane on Burnside. So it's a different way to look at it. So I just wanted to pass those ideas along. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, gentlemen of the council, my name is Jerry Powell. I live at 1926 Southwest Madison, which is about five blocks from Goose Hall, or from the Burnside Street as it exists right now. You know me as a often a representative of the Goose Hollow Foothills League. Today I'm representing basically myself. I've sat on the stakeholders committee since it started. There was a really good process put together to bring this project to you. That process involved admittedly appointed members of the stakeholders committee, which met in open meetings. Many people were invited to those meetings. Some came. And in those meetings, the best science that was available was presented to the stakeholders. We listened carefully. That process is designed to keep the loud voices from drowning out the quiet ones. The good science is often the quiet voices. Listen to them. Heed those voices, because while this is good theater today, and it's a necessary part of a public process, you get a whole lot of very influential people hanging on your ear to do what they themselves want you to do. We regret the impact that this project may bring to certain interests along the Burnside corridor. They're necessary. They're also mitigable. We have experience with Westside Light Rail in doing just that. Through Goose Hollow, we ran Westside Light Rail past two churches that have major performance capabilities. Those churches are still there, still healthy and growing. Thank you.
Next, we have Michael McCarthy, Dennis Thompson, and Alma Abrams.
Repeat the names.
Michael McCarthy from Cathedral Parish, Dennis Thompson from Kiss Car Wash, and Alma Abrams, 117 Northwest. Okay, how about David Lycan, Craig Henderson? Oh, thank you. Jim Kautz, Kautz, and Raul Fish.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Yeah, my name is David Lycan. I own the property known as the Roseland Theater, which fronts a half a block on Burnside and a half a block on Cooch. Interestingly enough, when this process started, I was what I would call an enthusiastic supporter. It looked great on paper. Now, with the streetcar coming into the situation, I'm a little bit worried about what it means to the logistics of what we do. We do 175 mostly musical events a year, serve about 150,000 music fans in the city of Portland, and we've ranked over the last 10 years in the top 20 showcase venues in the nation. And mainly my concern has to do with the logistics of what goes on Cooch. I think you could say the front half of our property loves the idea. The Cooch half, we're not so sure because of what's going to happen now with the streetcar and what it's going to do to our buses and semis that need a turning radius to get into our property to load into our freight elevator and those kinds of things. And listening to this whole process, I don't think I'm alone. It sounds like the Cooch side of this situation has a lot of concerns. And I just hope that no matter what happens, that all of us individually, including schools and businesses like myself, are taken into consideration when the final design is done. Because without that, we're basically out of business. That's all I got to say.
Gentlemen, I applaud your stamina. My name is Jim Couts. I was a stakeholder on the Burnside Transportation and Urban Design Committee as a representative of the East Burnside Business Association. There seems to be a perception that this was some sort of a weird idea, conjured up by a bunch of urban design and transportation wonks. Mike Powell and Ann and Chris Smith previously mentioned that the committee worked very hard to get here and to present their recommendations to you. And having been on that committee and as a representative of the East Side, I would like to support the work that the committee did. Thank you.
My name is Rule Fish. I'm a small business owner. We have Urban Wineworks on 16th and Northwest Flanders, and I'm here representing that business as well as the Pearl District Business Association, a bunch of mostly small businesses, and they're not on Cooch and they're not on Burnside, but they are affected by what goes on there. Anecdotally, we have customers that wander over from the Mallory and the Mark Spencer and even as far away as the Marriott to taste wine. And I got to tell you that our wine's good, but I don't think I'd brave crossing Burnside just to get a glass of our wine. So we support the PUP project as it's been recommended. Second thing is that for whatever it's worth, I think projects are a little bit like sharks. If they stop moving, they die. And if we study this thing more to death, it's going to die. And I think the time is now to move forward, and I urge your favorable vote on this. Thank you for your time. Thanks,
folks. Next three are Marion Haynes, Joan Beardsley, and Tom Carollo.
Hi, Joan.
Well, hi, Joan.
Oh, John, sorry. It's late.
It's pick your gender night.
State your name for the record. You each have 2 minutes.
Good evening, Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you for having me here. My name is Marion Haynes, and I represent the Portland Business Alliance. The Portland Business Alliance has been working on this project and tracking this project for many, many years now, and I want to just thank Commissioner Adams and the PDOT staff for all the work they've done over those many years. Out of respect for your time, this is a long hearing, and I'm not going to reiterate all the reasons that we believe that this is a project that we should support. Safety, eliminating the barrier, the development opportunities that this creates. You've heard all of those things, so I'm just really here to let you know that the Portland Business Alliance continues to support this project, and we urge you to vote yes to move this forward. Thanks for your time.
I'm John Beardsley. I'm a property owner of some years, decades, actually, in Old Town, and I'm in favor of this program. What I'd like to offer is a little historical perspective. I've owned a building on the corner of 2nd and Burnside since 1966, and I can tell you that intersection looks pretty much the same today as it did in 1966. The lower part of Burnside is, it is totally dedicated to the automobile. In the morning, cars come in. If they're going to the Central Business District, they have to take a turn on Cooch anyway to turn to catch the grid to cross Burnside. So people already are making that turn if they want to go south of Burnside. That's just a fact of life. In the evening, the traffic floods through Burnside from from Broadway across the bridge. And as you nearer you get to the bridge, the wider Burnside becomes. And it's just like a reverse funnel. And the cars pick up speed, and they hit it to catch those lights to get across there. It is the one street in downtown that is still an arterial. It is the street that's dedicated to the automobile. We heard some of the freight people talk about that today. That's great for motor vehicles. It isn't very good for the people adjacent to the street. It isn't very good for the bicyclists. It isn't very good for the pedestrians. And if we're going to be agents of change, we've got to acknowledge that and add Burnside and Cooch to our existing grid system. Thank you.
My name is Tom Carollo. I'm the recent past chair of the Old Town Chinatown Neighborhood Association. Our neighborhood long ago identified Burnside as a great problem needing fixing. Plus, our neighborhood is bifurcated by Burnside. It's the only neighborhood that we refer to as north of and south of Burnside. And it's the only street that we use to recognize ourselves as split. Others in the city have recognized the same deficiencies, and this advisory group was formed a long time ago to which the neighborhood was represented. After many years and many options, the couplet rose like cream to the top. The couplet answers many of the neighborhood concerns, reducing barriers of entry to the neighborhood with left-hand turns, calming the traffic, narrowing the widest parts of Burnside for safer pedestrian crossing, expanding the sidewalks, and increasing on-street parking. Those are our main key issues. The couplet will also add new eyes on Cooch, which today is a dormant street with many underutilized retail storefronts. Many of the buildings on Lower Burnside have floundered ever since they were chopped off for the street widening 50-some years ago. They face greater hurdles for redevelopment due to their small floor plates. The couplet may create the right street-level environment to allow these challenged buildings to once again flourish. The streetcar goes above and beyond the neighborhood's dreams on improved access into the neighborhood. This idea has been overwhelmingly supported. I also believe it creates many new funding opportunities, leveraging our local transportation dollars. In my opinion, the couplet will not be a one-to-one ratio of relocated cars onto Cooch. Car traffic is like water, constantly seeks the path of least resistance. Our neighborhood has witnessed many construction projects on Burnside over the years, most recently with the closures for the Max line installation at 6th and 5th, and people are already turning onto Cooch. Like that water would flow, and we're seeing how a couplet could go, and it's a good example. We have a couplet in our neighborhood now in Everett and Gleason, and we don't refer to it as a couplet. It's just part of the one-way street grid, and it's accepted. Our neighborhood thanks this council for the respective continuity in planning and commitment to correct the problems. Thank you.
Next are Carol McCreary, Sue Miller, and Bob Wentworth.
Thank you very much. Is this poison?
I want to know if I have to claim it on my next disclosure.
No. Thank you very much. That's very nice.
We'll take Laura Castleberry. And they'll be followed by Adrian Hill, Stuart Smith, and Bing Sheldon.
Thanks for being here, folks. State your name when you speak. You each have 2 minutes.
Thank you. And thank you very much for your patience. My name is Carol McCreary. I'm a resident of Old Town Chinatown, the neighborhood with four of the city's most dangerous intersections, all on Burnside. And I have recently had the pleasure to be starting as chair of our neighborhood association, a neighborhood association that has forwarded this idea of the couplet for almost a decade. And I just wanted to tell you a couple of little stories about people in our neighborhood. Several months before your visit a couple of years ago, we brought together groups of our residents and groups of our people to find out what was on their mind. And I remember leading a group with a group of about 40 of our people, many of whom had physical and mental disabilities. And I asked them what was on their mind, and what did we need to tell the mayor? And right from the get-go, it was pedestrian safety, and particularly on Burnside. And what astounded me was every person in that room knew someone who had been killed or seriously injured in an automobile accident. These were residents of our neighborhood. And then just this morning, I was in my neighborhood and I encountered five separate groups of school children